Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is the memorial of Saint Anthony of the Desert, and from South Africa we have Father Evans Zulu. Originally from Zambia, Father Evans lives in Pietermaritzburg, a member of the Emma Patewin Priory. His preaching today is entitled, With God on Our Side.
The reading from the first book of Samuel. In those days, David said to Saul, Let no man's heart fail because of him. Your servant will go and fight with the Philistine. And Saul said to David, You are not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for you are but a youth, and he had been a man of war from his youth. And David said, The Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said to David, Go, and the Lord will be with you. Then he took his staff in his hand and chose 5 smooth stones from the brook and put them in his shepherd's bag or wallet. His sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistine. And the Philistine came on and drew near to David, with his shield bearer in front of him. And when the Philistine looked and saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth, ruddy and comely in appearance. And the Philistine said to David, Am I a dog that you come to me with sticks? And the Philistine cursed David with his gods. The Philistine said to David, Come to me, and I will give your flesh to the birds of the air and to the beasts of the field. Then David said to the Philistine, You come to me with a sword and with a spear and with a javelin. But I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you down and cut off your head, and I will give the body to the hosts of the hosts of the Philistine, this day to the birds of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel, and that all this assembly may know that the Lord saves not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hand. When the Philistine arose and came and drew near to meet David, David ran quickly towards the battle line to meet the Philistine. And David put his hand in his bag and took out a stone and slung it and struck the Philistine on his forehead. The stone sank into his forehead and he fell on his face to the ground. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone, and struck the Philistine and killed him. There was no sword in the hand of David. Then David ran and stood over the Philistine and took his sword and drew it out of its sheath and killed him and cut off his head with it. When the Philistines saw that their champion was dead, they fled. The word of the Lord. The story we just heard of David and Goliath presents to us a unique way of how God's grace works in complementing our abilities. David knew very well that God was in his side, but that did not stop David from going to the river and pick some stones. In our lives, we are often faced with challenges. And some of these challenges seem to be so big that we are at a loss of what to do about them. As we are faced with these Goliaths in our day that seem so invincible, we should remember that with God on our side, we can wield that sling with trust in our God. Through faith in God, with the help of the Word of God in Scripture, and by the sacraments and prayer, we too can face the Goliaths of this time. With God on our side, we will face the challenges of our day and come to a spiritual victory. However, this victory is not something that can come overnight sometimes, as it might take time. Goliaths will always be part of our lives. And in the same way, David's will also always be part of our lives.